You're with SBS Radio.
Nagtipo ng mga magsasaka sa bukid ng New South Wales, bayan ng Guneda, para sa taunang AgQuip Agricultural Meeting. Isang pulong na pinangungunahan ng mga magsasaka, ang kawalan ng ulan ay naglagay sa paksang kalusugang pangkaisipan bilang una sa talakayan. Ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Bethan Smoliniak at Anita Boley na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nagtipo ng mga magsasaka sa New South Wales, bayan ng Guneda para sa AgQuip meeting. Ang pulong ay pinangungunahan ng mga talakayan tungkol sa kalusugan ng pangkaisipan habang marami sa mga pangunahing producer ang naghihirap sa patuloy na kawalan ng ulan. Isa ang magsasaka na si Carrie Brett dito. Tumira siya ng 11 taon sa Rimbanda kasama ang pamilya. Ayon sa kanya, nakaranas siya ng 3 taong walang ulan at ngayon ang tagtuyot ay tinamaan din ng kanyang propriedad.
It is tough seeing it condition it is at the moment and even tougher seeing our stock in the condition they are. You walk out your back door and yeah, there's no grass and skinny cattle.
Para kay Ginong Brett at iba pang magsasaka, nakakaapekto sa kalusugan ng pangkaisipan ang tagtuyot.
Most days we come home, exhausted, mentally and physically. Yeah, it's hard to cope with, because farms just aren't a business to us. It's our lifestyle. It's, as I said, 5 generations of farming behind it, or our kids will be the 5th generation if we're able to give the opportunity for them to come back.
Sabi niya, ang kaganapang AgQuip ay nagbibigay sa mga magsasaka ng ginhawa mula sa mahigpit na kondisyon na kanilang nararanasan.
Events like AgQuip help us get away from the farm for a day, talk to a few people who are also in the same boat, I guess, and talk to the exhibitors there and they're doing it tough as well. Getting away from it is hard. Like if you're in a 9-to-5 job, you walk out the back door and go home and you're away from the work, but here you're always here. It's always.
Ang AgQuip ay naging susi para sa mga pangunahing producer sa mahigit na 4 na dekada. Ang kaganapan ay nagpapakita ng mga makabagong kagamitan at mga forum na agrikultura. Ngayong taon, nakatutok naman sa kahalagahan ng kalusugan ng isip. Si Patrick Harris ay isa sa mga nag-exhibit, isang tagasanay ng kabayo, nakatuon siya sa mga strategiya sa kalusugan ng isip. Ginagamit niya ang pagsanay ng kabayo upang turuan ng mga magsasaka kung paano unahin ang kanilang kalusugan sa pisikal at pangkaisipan.
A lot of them are really doing it tough. They've gone through a hard time for a long, long time now. So what we're doing with the horses is we're using the horses to produce a metaphor. So one of the things we talk about is nutrition, not being able to get hay, oats, feed that's good quality for our horses. And then we talk about what people need to have in their nutrition, how to keep their bodies alkaline, how to keep their bodies full of energy. So when they need to keep working, they've got that energy to do what they've got to do.
Ayon sa kanya, ang pagsigurado na may strategiya ang mga magsasaka laban sa sakit sa isip ay mahalaga.
Things are tough and it's only going to get tougher. And we need to make sure that our farmers have got what they need to get through. So what we want to provide from with this, this is like a pilot program that we're putting together now. But it's more or less trying to start giving them some procedures, some patterns, some strategies for getting through this.
Ayon sa dating magsasaka na si Sue Ferguson, mahalaga ang mga strategiyang mental sa panahon ng tagtuyot. Dagdag niya, mahalaga sa mga magsasaka ang oportunidad na magsama sa mga agrikulturang kaganapan upang pag-usapan ang kalusugan ng isip.
It's good to come to community events like this because it gets people's minds off having to worry about what's going on back at the farm. It gets you out socially so that you can talk to other people. Because a lot of farmers sort of are isolated and they don't get to talk about that sort of stuff.
Tulad ni Binibining Ferguson, marami din ang nakaranas nito ng 2010. Ang kasalukuyang tagtuyot ay nakakaapekto sa daan-daang tao na nagtatrabaho sa mga bukid ng New South Wales at Victoria. Noong nakaraang taon, pumirma ang gobyerno ng National Drought Agreement, kung saan kinikilala ang pangangailangan ng suporta sa pagsasaka at komunidad negosyo upang maganda laban sa climate change. Ayon sa magsasakang si Ginong Brett, hindi ito sapat at kailangan ng gobyerno magpatupad ng tamang polisiya.
Within government, there's no plan around drought, which is crazy. We go drought after drought, and they bring in these off the cuff or knee-jerk reactions, and like at the moment offering us loans, and we need to go forward and have a proper drought plan for Australia.
Sinabi naman ng University Agriculture student na si Emily May, sa kabila ng tagtuyot, umaasa sila para sa kinabukasan ng industriya.
I guess the ag industry is one that is constantly ever-changing, and at the end of the day, it's an industry that is always going to be there. You always have to have food production. So while currently it is not looking very promising in many areas, there is promise that it will eventually get better, and it's a very inclusive industry that makes anyone who wants to get part of it very welcome.
Sa paparating na tag-init, nagdadasal ang mga magsasaka ng maraming ulan.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.